Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a versatile sort of jazz cat that tore it up in the 1950s, particularly on the keys, Bobby Scott with the tune Cerebellum off a 9-volume CD set called East Coast Jazz circa 1954. It was remastered and reissued in 2013 for all jazz lovers out there, just like you. And with this tune, we welcome you to a special hour of jazz dedicated to profiling the East Coast Jazz brought to you from the record company Bethlehem Records, a label founded by Gus Wilde back in 1953. They were prolific in the 50s, and some of their producers were Creed Taylor and Teddy Charles. Bethlehem released the first albums recorded by singers Chris Connor, Nina Simone, and Julie London. And all the cats that you will hear on this hour of jazz were a part of the label's legacy of solid jazz music from an era that was one of the finest in the history of jazz. So at the top of this hour, Bobby Scott, he left performing and composing at the end of the 50s and stayed away many years before he returned. He was a good pianist, effective vocalist, and above-average vibist. He also played the accordion, bass, cello, and clarinet. He was playing with Louis Prima and traveling with veteran musicians at the young age of 15, and he went on to work with Gene Krupa, Tony Scott in the mid-50s, and had a pop hit with his version of Chain Gang. He worked at the Cafe Bohemia and appeared at the Great South Bay Jazz Festival in 58 and the New Haven Festival of Arts in 59. He then became a teacher of theory and harmony and resumed his studies. He would gradually return to perform and record, and the rest is history. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves every kind of jazz, but invented the night jams and watched jazz grow up right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of East Coast jazz right here from the Midwest. Originally a violinist and guitarist, this next cat, Vinnie Burke, had to become a double bassist after his left pinky knuckle was crushed while working at a munitions factory. That didn't hurt him that much, because he has music chops. Joined by his quartet, this is Softly as a Morning Sunrise.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think Neon Jazz is out of this world. Thank you.
That was a man that produced an enormous amount of jazz over a 50-year career. Guitarist Joe Puma with the tune, his anthem, Pumatic. So he was quite a sideman for other artists, but rarely recorded under his own name. He was a favorite guitarist of both Peggy Lee and Tony Bennett, but recorded with dozens of other major names in jazz during his career. And again, Joe's inclusion on this retrospective by Bethlehem Records in 1954 was primarily to distinguish the new music emerging in New York from the new jazz in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Let's move on next to jazz flute innovator Herbie Mann with the tune Chicken Little off Volume 4, circa 1954, on this tasty hour of jazz that rolls on.
This is Anthony Wilson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the impressive double bassist Milt Hinton with his quartet with the tune Mean to Me off the Volume 5 collection. About a half of the tunes on this 1955 release were originally composed by Milt, and it's no surprise. Over his career, he was quite prolific in his output. From one of my favorite cats on the trombone, this is Herbie Green, joined by Danny Bank, Oscar Pettiford, Ossie Johnson, and Al Cohn with the tune Just One of Those Things, and it always is. Next here on this East Coast flavored of Neon Jazz, baby.
everybody. This is Justine Watts. And you check it out, some Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, swinging all day long.
Thank you.
That was the dynamic and cool combo of trombonist Kai Winding and J.J. Johnson with the tune simply called Lover off Volume 7, circa 1955. So this duo united in 1954 to form the short-lived two-trombone quintet that was featuring the rhythm section of Dick Katz on piano, Al Harewood on drums, Milt Hinton, and Wendell Martian sharing bass duties. And all of this collection is a melding of musicians that make pure 1950s jazz magic. From the sax and clarinet player Hal McCusick, we bring you Blue Who, yeah, that's who, off Volume 8, circa 1955, on this Neon Jazz Hour full of good jazz, kids.
Jordan, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMeo.
Again, we return to the beginning. That was Bobby Scott on the keys with the tune Dot. And that was off Volume 1, circa 1954, that we started this hour off with. So as we mentioned, Bobby's career was on and off. But his final album, A Nat King Cole Tribute for Sentimental Reasons, was recorded in 1989, released in 1990, and that was the same year that he passed away of lung cancer at the young age of 53. From the man that knew how to command a jazz stage, this is Mr. Vinnie Burke again with his quartet with the tune On the Alamo off Volume 2, 1954, as we get a bit closer to this end of East Coasting our way through Neon Jazz, baby.
It's John DeVersa in Miami, Florida, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Again, that was the great double bassist Milt Hinton, again joined by his quartet. And that was from the golden year of 1955, and that was the theme of his life, Milt to the Hill, let's say so. Again, here's the powerful trombonist Herbie Green with the tune Sneaky Peek, 1955, as we get close to closing out this hour of East Coasting on this Midwestern Coasting Hour of Neon Jazz.
Ben Williams, you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino. We'll be right back.
From the duo of trombonist Kai Winding and J.J. Johnson, that was the tune Lope City, getting ready to bow out of this hour of East Coasting via Bethlehem Records. And taking the final honors, curtain call and the huge bow out of this hour, sax and clarinet cat Helmy Cusick off that impressive Volume 8 collection. This is the song They Can't Take That Away From Me, and no one can take this hour away from you, and we're happy that you joined us for a little bit of East Coasting. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that knows the East Coast, digs the West Coast, but calls the Midwest his home, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We want to hear from you out there in Radioland. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.